And on this side of the Pacific, here in Southern California, the U.S. Geological Survey is installing seismic monitors in private homes. A small group of volunteers is participating in a new earthquake study, which follows each and every movement of the ground. From member station KPCC, Alex Cohen has more.
It's homework time at the McDaniels residence in a Southern California suburb called Arcadia. Chuck McDaniels, a computer networks manager, checks in with his son, Danny.
Did you get the size of the poster?
Yeah, I think it's 11 by 14.
Until you go into the garage, you wouldn't know that Chuck McDaniels' home is part of an innovative seismic system. But there, amid buckets of paint and lawn food, is a metal box.
It's blue, and it is bolted to the floor of my garage. About the size of a loaf of bread, I would say.
This box is called a Netquix seismograph. It looks low-tech, like something you might find at your local Radio Shack. But it's actually a Swiss-made product worth several thousand dollars, equipped with powerful sensors.
And these sensors actually have three components.
Doug Given is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
They measure how much the ground moves north-south, east and west, and up and down. And in those three dimensions, that way we can get the full range of ground motions in every single direction.
Each Netquix device sends its seismic readings back to the Geological Survey over the Internet. Doug Given says that helps researchers achieve a better understanding of earthquakes, from the tiniest tremor to a massive event like the recent one in Japan.
As earthquakes occur, each one is a moment in time when we can learn a lot about the way the Earth works and how we can protect people from earthquakes. And so we don't want to miss those opportunities as they occur.
Given says there are some incredibly pricey, more sensitive seismic monitors installed throughout California, but the survey wanted to get a more thorough picture of the region, especially in urban areas. So the agency decided to look for so-called citizen scientists willing to house one of the less expensive Netquix boxes.
We asked people to volunteer, and to date we've had more than 1,600 people volunteer to host these devices.
And that's just for 33 spots. Given says private homes are ideal because there are no concerns about environmental restrictions or going through the red tape of landowners like the U.S. Forest Service.
And should it break, rather than sending one of our technicians on a day-long trip to drive out and replace the instrument, instead we can mail them a new one. They'll swap it out and mail us the old busted unit.
In fact, that's how the Netquix program got its name, says Given. It's fashioned after the Netflix model of sending DVDs in the mail. And much like its cinematic inspiration, the Netquix program has a big online component where you can track the activity picked up by boxes from Kathmandu to Fairbanks to the McDaniels home in Arcadia. Chuck McDaniels says he'd love his Netquix box to be used as part of an earthquake notification system, like the one triggered in Sendai, Japan.
When you think of if you're prepared for something that you can hopefully take some reasonable steps to protect people and things, to be able to be part of that would be really great.
The U.S. Geological Survey is currently trying to integrate Netquake's devices into such a notification system. They're also looking into broadening their network of citizen scientists. After all, the more data, the better. The agency hopes it can eventually use even cheaper motion detectors, like the ones found in cell phones and video game remotes, to track seismic activity. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen.